Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Dom's Money Melody coming up in mere moments for a great prize. Phone lines 855-839-1210. Something I didn't point out because we were sitting on the Secret Service stuff today, that President Biden finally had a, I forget how many months we had one, a cabinet meeting. But guess what? He was assisted in leading the cabinet meeting by Dr. Jill Biden. Now, you could say, look, when people go off in this stuff and talk radio or otherwise, sometimes Trump does. I get it. We didn't get Biden. You didn't get to run against Biden. I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm saying it because Kamala Harris and the whole apparatus of the Democrat Party was complicit in what we believed and what they knew because they saw it more up close and personal. We had evidence that the media didn't feel like prosecuting of how out of touch, completely out of touch, Joe Biden was. So, again, isn't this something that should be brought up in any interview at any time? Well, let's look at the interviews that have been done so far by Kamala Harris. One with Tim Walz, ready to jump in like the fireman. One with the National Black Journalists Association. And we played you the contrast between how she was treated and Trump was treated. And then I want to play you, Jim, this will be cut 17. Here is Julia Roberts, genius politically, commenting on last night's event where VP Harris was interviewed by Oprah. And listen to how she saw this event versus how I saw it. You probably saw it. Here's what she said.
First of all, Oprah, thank you for hosting this, because I guess if I started a voting club, it would be conversationalists. Yes. For Kamala.
Yes.
Because to talk, to listen, to be heard, yeah, to have this back and forth is so unique in this campaign.
All right. Let's analyze that statement from the pretty woman. So she says this back and forth. This was a scripted event hosted by a billionaire celebrity where other $50 million celebrities or $25 million celebrities had the opportunity to talk, to listen, and be heard. Because when one couple asked this question, we'll play you the response, Jim. This is cut 10. Tell me here about the listening and the hearing and the back and forth. Here's a couple they brought in to ask about the cost of living. Cut 10.
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here. And yours is a story I hear around the country as I travel. And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams,
what the heck?
And ambitions for your family, and working hard and finding that the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been. And we need to deal with that. And there are a number of ways. One is bringing down the cost of everyday necessities, including groceries.
Okay, and how do we do that? Well, Julia Roberts, the talking, the listening, the back and forth is stunning. Maybe most stunning of all, though, this will be cut 21, Jim, and I may interrupt it here at one point. We'll see. Here's Oprah, said billionaire, saying the magic words prior to getting to the end to vote for Kamala Harris: decency, calm, our best selves. It's like the old Oprah show. Here's what she said to summarize last night's proceedings.
I want to say, gatherings on Zoom and all of the grassroots. Now, each of you listening tonight, you become your own grassroots organization to go forward and do something, coming together for the largest Zoom call we've all ever had. Thank you so much. I just want to say, for all of you watching who are still on the fence, you're in the middle, you're independent as I am, or whether you're just still don't know what you're going to do, this is the moment for all decent people.
Decency.
All caring people.
Decency.
You want the best for yourself and you want the best for other people. This is the moment for people who are tired of all of the bickering and all of the name calling, people who are exhausted by the craziness and the made up stories and the conspiracies. This is the moment. You want to get on with your life because you know that we can do better and that we deserve better. You know this. I know you know this. I know you feel this. I know this is what you're saying amongst yourselves. It's in all the conversations that we're having, that you're having. And we're better than this. We're better. We're better. And we want to create a world where our children will be safe in school again. And as my friend and mentor Maya Angelou always said, when you know better, you got to do better. Thank you. So let's do better and vote for Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Oprah. Okay. The indignity of all this, that they have to put up with all this chaos. Again, insufferable does not do this justice. To see one mugging Hollywood star after another, Meryl Streep particularly got my attention. All the calling out on Trump, decency from these people. Caring. The bickering, the name calling. If you want to vote for someone else, then you're indecent. You know it, and we know it. That's what Oprah's going to tell you. 855-839-1210. You got it. This is the message. This is what it's about. And it's been a theme now for some time here with the towns of Springfield, Ohio, Charleroi, Pennsylvania, where they held a big national forum today. Henry, let me know if you've seen it. I haven't seen anything on that. Exposing what happened to them. Yesterday, we had on the guy who leads Springfield Township, Pennsylvania, Winmore, Jim Lee, defending more refugees. We didn't get to numbers or whatever. You know, we were going back and forth on that. You have all these people who want to tell us all these things because it doesn't affect them. They are in this giant bubble beyond belief. But they want to say, if you don't see it that way, you're not decent. But they also then want to tell you why all this bickering. This was the worst of America here. Up and down the line. All right, that's where the battle is. Make Trump other. Continue to do that. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. Hit us with that all-time thing that could be a show. Henry not watching either Cheers or Frasier, but then topping it off, Marty Scorsese, take him or leave him. Me, I was on the side of the Game of Thrones. I should have thought of a harder one. That's an easy one for a lot of people. Leslie, I might debate her a little bit on this one in Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, welcome in.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So the Oprah interview last night, I don't know if I always try to watch body language. And in the beginning, Oprah gives her a hug. They sit down. She's leaning forward. She's very engaged. And as the night went on, Oprah started to sit further back in her chair.
Well, I would agree, particularly the answer to the question with the couple about, I think Oprah's saying, you know what? Maybe I have to work with you. I don't want you answering the question either, but you got to be more artful in not answering these things.
Yes. And Oprah really stepped on her on the abortion issue.
Yes.
Kamala started to go into the story about how she had a friend, and Oprah goes, yes, you had a friend in high school. And Kamala's like, yes. And Oprah goes, and you had her come live with you. Like, we've heard this story, Kamala. Don't go into it again.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Very interesting that she stepped all over her on, you need to stop with the word salads. Like, she's like giving her, you know, stop the word salads. Early in the very first question was, what are you precisely, the word used, was precisely going to do about the border? And she didn't answer it. So by the end, Meryl Streep was, I think, the last quote-unquote celebrity. And Meryl Streep throws the hardball, are you ready to be the president?
Oh, God, yes.
And if you look at Meryl Streep when she was answering, her doubt was just flying out of the screen. I mean, you could see her like going, like, so many times she was set up to give these, you know, answers, and she failed miserably every time. It was amazing to watch. But I think at the end, Oprah felt like her final answer, Kamala's final answer, was so bad that she felt she needed to go on her little diatribe that she did at the end, because it should have been the last word to the VP.
That is very much on point. Absolutely right. So, Leslie, what is it that people gaga over you don't see?
The Walking Dead. Never have I seen an episode. Do I have any interest in watching zombies, for goodness sake? How crazy is that? Like, zombies.
There was one year, the Negan year, I forget which one year, I liked it. I thought they did some pretty interesting things. But by and large, how it survived this long is an indictment maybe of a younger generation.
The whole zombie thing, I don't get at all. I mean, there's a lot of movies that use them and, you know, shows. And
yeah.
It's like, zombies? Are you kidding me?
Thank you, Leslie. All right, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
you're in agreement with that.
Yeah, I've never seen that show. I have no interest in seeing
that
show.
Nothing. I've never seen one.
No.
Okay. All right.
But I like zombie stuff. I should push back on that a little bit.
Okay.
I like The Last of Us. That's a really good one. And like Dan's, one of Dan's Money Melodies last week, 28 Days Later. Fantastic movie.
All right, so 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That's right. We're playing today for a copy of the book, Letters to Trump. We've taken you through this with Don Trump here last week. It's an hysterical book because of all these celebrities, including Oprah. Oprah said she weeps at the idea of how great that would be, that she and Trump would be a presidential ticket. I mean, it's just hard to believe. Bob Hope saying, invite me over sometime. You got stuff in here that's amazing. It's coffee table. It's great. Henry, your backstory.
Yeah, so, you know, the side question is things that everyone loves, but you just don't get it. I picked a band today. I want to hear the band name.
Okay.
That I just don't get. And this isn't one of their songs I'm playing. This is a cover of a Jimi Hendrix song, All Along the Watchtower, that in my opinion, I believe they just butcher here.
So I don't think anybody else should attempt this song, by the way. It's one of those things.
And definitely not this band, in my opinion. So I want the name of this band, all right?
All along the watchtower, princess kept.
Might be good to articulate the lyrics a little bit better there, too. Just saying.
Well, that's, I don't know. Every time I've listened to this guy, I don't know what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. And I know the song. Yeah, it's classic. All right, hit us with that. You got the coffee table book shipped out to you presently. Here's how you do it. 855-839-1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Let's hear the clue again. We're looking for the name of the band covering this song.
All along the watchtower, princess kept their view. While all the women, all the women, all the
like, to Henry's point, how is this band that popular? I mean, this is selling out Veterans Stadium, I think, was, I don't know if they did Citizens Bank Park, but Veterans Stadium, I remember. Three nights or something. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
How's that possible? Let's go to Jim in the Northeast. Jim, who's the band?
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, do you agree hearing this? How's that possible? I mean, that's gargantuan to sell out Vet Stadium or Citizens Bank even.
They have a huge college following.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm questioning here, all right? Thank you, Jim. Yeah, Henry, I'm in your camp. And it's Scarble there. The guy could be saying, give me a pizza. I mean, it's possible to tell. And I just think certain songs, you know, come on, you made a bazillion dollars. You can't be covering them. Like with Sinatra, we have a list. It's almost down to one or two people saying My Way. You can't do it. You know, you can do Summer Night. You can do something like that, but you can't do My Way.
I agree. 100%.
Yeah. So the Watchtower. I'm trying to think of who could do that.
Well, at least clear your throat before you start singing, Dave.
Yeah. Jeez. Thank you very much. All right. So 855-839-1210. Now I'm watching a big Inquirer story as we end the week, and they have full coverage of the new Pennsylvania Teamsters, Richard Hooker. They feature the president saying that, you know, whatever the national group punted on this, which they really didn't punt. On not endorsing anyone, because it would have been political suicide for them to endorse Kamala Harris. They just couldn't. And they released the nugget, Richard Hooker, the head of the locals that are endorsing Harris. They released the poll that was overwhelming. Now, I don't know the Philadelphia Teamsters, if we took that poll with them, if they would go to Trump, I'm sure it would be closer. But they're not listening to their membership. They're falling in line and making this to curry favor with Harris. And what this represents, and again, I don't know that it can be replicated, that by any number of personal forces and where we are, President Trump has broken the Republican Party through. So the legacy of Trump, whatever happens in this presidential race, because it could be much more vast if he's reelected, will be, number one, Republican Party moving away from the idea of an ending wars. Democrat Party still firmly there. The Cheney's still firmly there. That's what attracts them. And the other thing is moving the Republican Party. I'm not crazy that it's parity with the Democrats when it comes to union workers / working class, however you want to phrase it. But moving them into the conversation, so much so that the Teamsters, the name that could be the face of the labor movement this week, could not endorse Harris. They would have endorsed Biden probably. It indicates that they know Biden could still be cover. In other words, he's not progressive, he's labor and all that stuff. Kamala Harris can't pull it off, and Trump is who they want to vote for. The polling is the big story here, not the endorsement, non-endorsement. It exposes what we knew. And we played you Governor Tim Pawlenty. Henry, I don't know if you remember that cut here. I'm not sure if we kept it. Pawlenty talking to some people, former governor of Minnesota, and the people in that union said they're tired of being called white privilege. They talked about how hard they work. How are they privileged? Oh, you have that. Yeah, listen to this. And I think this is at the core. That, in addition to the fact that these union guys, they called me yesterday, finally feel they can speak out and say, yes, we are patriotic Americans, and the leadership of the Democrat Party and vast sectors of it, at best, are tepid about that. And at worst, they're anti-American. Listen to this interview with former Governor Pawlenty talking about union workers and what they told him.
And culture, and it's exactly what the Democratic Party needs to focus on.
Governor Pawlenty, when you look at this, and you know, Teamsters Union, I mean, that Biden was winning over Trump, and now it's Harris. Trump is winning over Harris 60-34%. I mean, Governor, is this about race and gender? What is this about when you look at a swing that huge?
Well, my dad, as a truck driver, was a Teamster. I've been a former union member myself. And for a lot of years now, you can see the separation between these unions as organizations and the rank and file people who are the members of those unions. And Trump, for all of his other challenges, has been successful in some political jujitsu in attracting labor, the rank and file laborers, to his campaign. And in exchange, the Democrats have picked up a folks who are more highly educated, more woke or whatever. But if you talk to the rank and file people who are driving around in vans and trucks with ladders and doing the work of hard labor in this country, and you talk to them individually, they are very skeptical of a leftward lurch in the country. One of them told me not too long ago, after being working on his hands and knees his whole life with arthritic hands, he said, "You know, I was in the military. I've worked my can off my whole life, and I'm not voting Democrat this time as a lifelong a Democrat this time because they think I'm privileged just because of the color of my skin." That's one little glimpse into how the Democrats lost rank and file labor.
I would disagree with that.
All right, and the point that I put into this, look, this has been true for a very long time. Why was this not resonating quite as clearly here? I know people tell me all the time, well, the union says this, but I didn't vote that. Well, yeah, somewhat, but there was enough there to push this through in places like Philadelphia and other swing states. By the way, Bob Brady the other day, we got a big bet. I said pizza. Several people asked me, did he really say lobster? Yeah, why not? He says they win Philadelphia by a half million. Oh, man. I think Obama was only 475. I don't see that. Even the Inquirer today talking about how tepid the support is here. The point is, it took Trump to bring this to life, his persona, the types of things that identified with him, where we're seeing support come out more boldly. And the Teamsters non-endorsement is just an amazing moment. It's a big moment, no matter what they want to say, no matter how many of these Richard Hookers are out there and they're saying our union doesn't. Richard, did you guys do this massive poll that the National did? And you're telling me it's so clear that your membership wants Kamala Harris. Okay, that's what the bottom line is here. And you heard that one laborer say, how am I white privilege? Well, they would jump in. They would tell this guy exactly chapter and verse. You got to be kidding me. You have more white privilege is bigger for you than anybody that of another race. That's it. What don't you get here? Now, they got to cover that up now, but that's exactly what the guy's enunciating. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. I see some good ones on board. Side question today, this thing that everybody claims to love, but you just, like Dan with Sopranos, Henry's got a, he's a walk, he's worse than, Dan's a pet peeves guy. Henry is not going with the crowd here on any of these things almost.
I'm my own thinker.
Okay. Well, that's one way of putting it. Yeah, I like to say that too when I just reject stuff with no reason other than gut instinct. I'm not going near it. All right, so hit us with that. And your reaction, Secret Service today, still have not seen the full report, still not getting to the bottom of the explicit question, why did they let Trump go on stage? Who could be that incompetent? And this leads to people starting to talk about conspiracy. Also, the acting head of the Secret Service said in the beginning of his remarks today, well, Trump has been getting full coverage since after he seemed to indicate Butler. You mean to say if Biden were playing golf in Florida last week, he would have gotten no people on the perimeter looking at potential assassins in the shrubs, having local law enforcement lock down certain streets around it? Of course he would have. And the first question from the NBC, I think it was today, was, well, should we be telling these candidates that they can't be doing things like playing golf and all? You know what? What kind of country would that be where we tell people, no, you can't play golf if you want to be the candidate or the president? We can't handle that, the Secret Service. That's the attitude. Well, why's Trump got to play golf? He's got to know you can't cover that. Come on. Sprawling golf courses and all. Suddenly, you know, there's no control over this. All right, your calls at 855-839-1210. Batteries plus bulbs, two big stores, Mount Laurel and Northfield. And among all the things I've told you about getting anything with technology, this is your one-stop shop. My friend Roy, because of the demand, we send listeners to him all the time, is looking for help. A handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal. It's a great low-pressure part-time job. Customer service is key. So if you're willing to do what it takes to help, you need to talk to Roy. I'll give you the phone number in a moment. But just a reminder, what they do here at Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel on Route 73, Northfield Tilton Road. They power it, they light it, they fix it. They help businesses also. Energy audit, more creative solutions to whatever your tech issues are, these are the people. So if you want to be part of this team or whatever the thing is that you need help with, give Roy a call at 856-638-0778. Batteries plus bulbs, 856-638-0778. All right, Dom Giordano show. By the way, here is a little bit. We played this earlier in the show, Jim, but I think it's important to different people make a point about it. Here is Cut 11, Vice President Harris last night. We told you what Katie Pavlich on Fox News Channel said about this. She's their premier gun owner advocate. Here's Harris talking to Oprah. What happens if an intruder comes into her house?
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later.
Yeah. All right, Katie on Fox, who you see anytime there's a gun issue, is really, really good. Even questions whether she is a gun owner. You know, you don't joke about stuff like that. And advice would be, if you are a gun owner, you're not going to be saying things like that because you don't want to, defense attorneys would tell you, you know, don't be putting things out there in that manner. You get into a situation, particularly in Philadelphia with Larry Krasner, and it would be very, very difficult. All right, so let's go to Drew in Upper Darby on Talk Radio 1210. How you doing today, Drew?
Hey, Don, I'm doing great. Thank you so much, man. Always a pleasure. You know, Don, I was a little disappointed that during the debate, Trump didn't bring up East Palestine, Ohio. That small town was just, like, neglected, you know. And just,
well, right. You know. Same thing. And he could have then pivoted towards Springfield, Ohio, because Biden exactly. wouldn't go there. Mayor Pete wouldn't go there. Trump went there.
Right. And, Don, like, I think this would have been impactful If Trump would have asked or accused Kamala Harris of not choosing Josh Shapiro as her VP, if he would have accused her of not picking him because he was Jewish, I think that would have raised a lot of eyebrows among the Jewish voters in our country. Because, you know, a lot of them don't know about the situation.
Right. Well, I think it is obvious when you look at the polling, it would have been much more difficult for the Democrats for Republicans to win Pennsylvania if Shapiro had been the VP choice. Drew, what is your thing that people love and you don't get?
Dom, you know what? There's nothing worse than hanging out with a bunch of your buddies and you're the only one who's not involved in fantasy football.
Yes, that's a good one.
It's brutal.
Thank you.
That's all I talk about.
Yeah, so the other night when Saquon Barkley dropped that pass, since Henry had told me about this, I mean, I would have run the ball there. I'm not Monday morning quarterback. There's no doubt. And I would have run it on fourth down there, too. And I want to see Kirk Cousins go that distance with only 46 or 45 seconds calculated. People were not saying that. They were looking at what? Well, did he get over 18.5 yards?
Which he did.
Right, he had 21
but
at that point.
If you're a fantasy player in a PPR league, Saquon just cost you a point, maybe more, if he scored the touchdown.
So you have to be looking at all sorts of those aspects. Yeah, gotcha. All right, Drew, that's a good one, though. Yeah, the fascination with it. Originally, it said it drew women into the game. Maybe there's some of that. But gambling, the NFL, they succeed, and it's hard to figure why. One other thing about Kamala Harris making that gun report, Wall Street Journal today, the most surprising new gun owners in America are U.S. liberals. And they interview a guy, Henry, Michael Sima Kalowski. It's like 32 letters. A lifelong Democrat, supports stricter gun laws and contributes to Sandy Hook Promise, a gun violence prevention nonprofit. He's a liquor store clerk in Iowa City, Iowa. For the first time in his life, he bought a gun. What are the reasons? Well, he gives it up in the beginning. Street crime. But then the second reason, armed right-wing extremism. I love seeing that today. So, of course, they find a way to say, we're not afraid. We're going to arm ourselves. It's, I'm afraid of right-wing extremists.
Are they coming into your house?
That are they're coming into the liquor store there. Oh, God. It is stunning stuff here on Talk Radio 1210. Let me go to Pastor Bill Devlin checking in. He was at our big event the other night. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. I know you had a big rally in today around the hostages up there at the UN.
Yes, and Dom, let me just say, I was there at the ZOA, Zionists of America, banquet gathering on Wednesday night. And I just got to say, Dom, I mean, we've known and worked together for probably over 30 years. And I was just so proud of you and also Rich Zioli getting the ZOA award. So hats off to you and Rich, and God bless you. And as they say in Hebrew, Baruch Hashem. And I'm live at 47th and 1st Avenue in Midtown Manhattan, right by the UN. And we just wrapped up a rally, pro-Israel, pro-Jewish, and bring the hostages home. We had probably over 3,000 people here. And Dom, just there were relatives, sisters, grandsons, brothers. We had one woman whose husband is still being held there by Hamas. Wow. And so I had the opportunity to speak, Psalm 130, just to encourage our Jewish friends, and people came all the way from Israel. So it was really a three-hour, tear-filled event just to hear this grandson talking about his 84-year-old grandfather still being held by Hamas. And so just reporting live here, we just wrapped up, and thank you for your support of Israel, the support of the Jewish people, and, you know, let's bring the hostages home, and let's get the UN, instead of criticizing Israel, let them work to get these poor people out, the 101 that are still being held. So,
thanks, Pastor Bill.
Thanks,
have a great
God
weekend.
Bless.
Thank you, Pastor Bill Devlin. Let's go to Joe of Exton. This is not an unusual choice for him. It's on brand. All right, Joe, what is it that people love that you feel to see anything in?
Yes. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon. An activity which is popular among many people, and one in which I refuse to indulge, is cigarette smoking, the end result of which is lung cancer. And I fail to understand what pleasure is involved in it.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I could see that point. I've had to one time do a cigar aficionado thing, Henry. In this job, you have to do all kinds of things. Ro made me take my whole suit off right at the front door and just drop it there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was beyond indoor.
No matter what you're doing, if it involves smoke, it's sticking on your skin. You could just be sitting by the campfire and you go in, like, you got to take a shower after.
Yeah,
like, you
exactly.
can't, like, go to bed or anything. But, like, ugh.
All right, we got the lightning round coming up, and then we'll put them into the hat, Henry, the five winners this week, shake them up, and we'll have a winner for the grand prize this week. Phone lines are 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right, the lightning round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Enjoy back-to-school savings on a 36-month lease of a 2024 front-wheel drive S60 for only $369 per month. Down payment, registration fee, and taxes due at inception. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. All right, we got the side question going. Let's go to Scott in Mount Laurel and talk radio 1210. Hey, Scott, what do you have today?
Well, you know, from the old Seinfeld episode, you've got to see the baby. No, I don't want to see your baby. I don't care. Great. Congratulations, you had a baby. I don't need to see him or her.
Very nice. I got to say, that's a contender. You can't say anything near that. All right, they're really going to the well here. Can't see the baby is a classic, but also Earl's gone with the chalk here. All right, Earl of Tacony, what's yours?
I originally called to give my report on what I found in Tunkhannock, but I'm going to have to save that for Monday because
okay.
It's going to take too much time. But Dan's not there, so I'm going to have to cover for Dan today, and I'm going to have to go Bruce Springsteen.
All right, gotcha. That's always, just can't get enough of that. All right, Henry, give me a couple contenders from today.
Sure. So I really liked Joe and Columbus's answer of online dating.
Cause yes,
I
was very good.
He's correct. It's a crapshoot. I also liked, I mean, not that I agree with it, but I know you did, Drew and Upper Darby's answer of fantasy football. And why not Scott and Mount Laurel again? Seeing the baby. I can't say I relate to that too much, but...
Yeah, it doesn't happen... When it does, well, it's awkward. Yeah.
None of my friends have had a baby yet.
Yeah, we have probably never had to see. Yeah, Marty Scorsese might.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go with Joe in Columbus. I like the internet dating thing. I thought that was pretty good. We put him into the hat. Let's hear the roll call for the week.
Okay. So, Monday, a location that is integral to a show or movie, Earl and Tacony, of course, one with Lawrence of Arabia. Tuesday. Best folk heroes of all time, Michael in Bethlehem, one with Joey Coyle. 9/18, Wednesday, that would be the best small town, fictional or real, Jerry in Wilmington, one with Punxsutawney. Thursday, yesterday, best at their job, Scott in Mount Laurel said Al Capone. And today, yes. Of course, something you never got into, but everyone else, you know, sings their praises, Joe in Columbus with online dating. And then... they all go into the hat. Tuesday's winner, Michael in Bethlehem with Joey Coyle. You're going to be the winner of the week.
That was a great answer. That was a great answer. The folk hero thing coming up, Nick Foles, could have chosen a lot of stuff. That was very, very good. All right, great week here this week. And Dan and Henry both back Monday. Jim will be back with the morning crew. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. One quick note. If things go according to plan, hope to have Kelsey Grammer on the show on Monday. He's supposed to be taping him tomorrow. He's coming back. Boy, I wish he could have come back today. We'd be at Mulligan's again. But going to see what he has to say about all things political. I know he's on Fox Nation now. He's a fascinating guy. I don't know how he had the reputation as an all-time curmudgeon, because when he was down there at Mulligan's last year, he was amazing, just amazing stuff. So follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. And the Secret Service, apparently, Mike Waltz, and we'll try to get him on, is headed, I think, on Monday to Butler, the congressman from Florida, former Green Beret. And who is he going with? Oh, my goodness. I couldn't ask for it. The Dean of Decency, Madeline Dean, and he, representing both parties, I think, are the representatives going there after hearing the Secret Service today. Madeline Dean on the trip with him. Oh,
decency.
My God.
Decency.
I can't imagine Waltz and just the tossing and turning around this. What will Madeline Dean find to tell us about it? The
decency.
Secret Service today was pretty much incomplete. Still, we're back to the same old things. And Big Al, I didn't get to you, but Big Al called in, and you've seen this. You can't guard Trump on a golf course, but Biden can be guarded on a beach. I mean, we've seen people walking by, waving hello, doing all that stuff. I think a beach is a little bit harder, particularly allowing people in the ocean. Then Trump playing on the 17th hole. Doesn't add up. All right, Richie always next, though, to take you through Friday. 4 big hours here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.